Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Lenroy? Hello? Lenroy?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. I know you asked me to give you a call back around this time today to figure out what you would like to do with the Google Business Profile, the listing that we had talked about the other day.
Yeah.
Were you able to figure out if you had somebody doing this for you, or?
No, I did have, remember I told you I did have someone doing it.
Uh-huh. Were you receiving the, you said you did.
Yesterday.
Yeah, and I have you on a callback today for the same thing. Kind of run me through a little bit, because I apologize. I do speak to a lot of people a day. We did speak yesterday, but yesterday, did we figure out if you were getting the same service done or if you were getting something else?
Charlie.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We spoke yesterday. You was telling me about getting my business on the first page of Google,
mm-hmm.
and you had sent me a link so I could research your company.
Mm-hmm.
I could try you guys out for a month. You told me about the $249
for the platinum package.
The platinum package.
Yeah.
You also told me about what else did you tell me? You told me a lot of things. So you sent me the link.
Yeah,
I was able to go on the link.
Okay.
You told me about Instagram, if we have Instagram, Facebook. And I told you that I was going to try to create some social
Facebook.
Media platforms.
The Facebook, correct?
Well, but I already have a Facebook profile.
Perfect. So you don't need to create a new one. We would just help you populate that one.
I created a new Instagram profile, but I don't know how to do like the business. So maybe I didn't do it correctly or whatever.
Okay. Well, I mean, for what we usually do is we just focus on mainly Facebook and Google, because Instagram is amazing, don't get me wrong, but what we have found and research shows that when people are looking on Instagram, they're looking for more like clothes, entertainment, they're looking for like little widgets, like stuff like that, right? Toys, games, stuff like that. When we show that research shows that when we do it on Facebook, we're able to target the customers that you're really looking to get in front of. And they're typically on Facebook, and that's where we're able to get you more customers. Does that make sense? So if you already have your Facebook set up, that's perfect. The only thing is that we would just help you then do that retargeting campaign.
And what you mean by help me to do a retargeting campaign?
Yeah, so anybody that searches any of your services that you provide for our handyman services on Google, we retarget them on Facebook. Now, we allow you, we give you and build a custom tracking system for you so that way you can see how everything is working and you're able to track how well your campaign is running with Google and with Facebook. So clicks, calls, location of searches, everything like that. We built that out for you so you can just go to one area and then you can make sure that this is something that you would like to keep long term. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I can do my own marketing campaign on Facebook because I know that Facebook have a platform that you can do your marketing campaign on.
You absolutely can. You could do everything yourself if you wanted to, but it's about understanding the algorithms and it's about experience. right? So we've been doing this for 19 years. So typically a lot of people that do their own.
Here's where the confusion coming in with me.
Okay.
So if you're going to teach me how to target people on Facebook, I can do that on my own because you have to pay to be on to target people on Facebook. It's just like a Instagram page that you pay. Say for instance, you're paying $30 for a week. So what's the difference between what you're going to help my own self to target campaigns off of Facebook?
I apologize for not being clear on that. We're not going to help you do it. We do it for you. So we're not sitting there teaching you how to do these things. We actually do that so you don't have to go through the headache of understanding everything on the internet. We do that for you so you can just answer the phones and do what you like to do, which is the handyman service works for your customers. And we take care of everything else for the internet side. That's what we do. We're not sitting there and saying, hey, yeah. yeah. We take care of that for you. But you're able to track everything so you can see how well this is working as well. So that way you're not like, hey, what are you guys doing? Where are my customers coming from? We're able to show you where they're coming from. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense because that's what I'm looking for.
Yes, and that's what we do, 100%. As of now, I know you said you worked with another company, but you've already went through the verification process. Is that correct with Google or no?
Yes. Yeah, I got an email that I'm on Google Maps. I'm not sure exactly which part.
Okay.
But when I stopped my car, I could read the email and let you know because I'm supposed to be on Google Maps because when you type in Lenroy Swaby, when you type in Swaby's Handyman Services, I come up.
Interesting. Okay. So I agree. When I do type in Swaby's Handyman Services and I put Miami, Florida, cause that's where you're based out of, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see a Google business profile. What I do see is different links, like you're on MapQuest, you're on Yelp. I see, Swaby's, that's not you. I only see a MapQuest and a Yelp. That's all I see. I don't see a Google business profile. And it could just be like, yeah, I know you're driving. I'm just seeing what I'm just showing you. Yeah, go ahead.
I pulled over, so I'm looking through my email. Give me 1 minute.
Uh-huh. Do you know who helped you before set all this up?
I told you it's supposed to be Ionas.
Uh-huh. That's with your website, right?
That's with my website.
Yeah.
Because
let me see if I can find it through website.
It says your business is ranking in place first on Google. It says this is your ranking for the keyword www. So it's just showing me.
So if it's saying that right there, it's basically saying you're doing the SEO through your website for Google, which is good, but you're not doing it with a Google business profile. So your website isn't populating on maps. It what happens is it populates below the map section. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't look like, and like I said, we can look more into it once you come on board, and I can have my tech team do some research just to make sure and reach out to Google that you guys haven't submitted out a business profile yet. And they'll get back to us and they'll let us know if you did. But if you didn't, then we would be able to help you create one. And then that's when we would start programming you to the first page of Google for all the services that you provide. Okay.
Okay. So you would need me to create a business profile on
Google? We would do that for you.
Okay.
Yeah. We would do that for you, and we would submit everything out to Google. And then once we have the PIN verification, it's going to come to you. Once you get it, that's when we can verify you. And then that's when we can start programming you to the first page. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, what is the address where you want us to send out that PIN verification to? It's going to come via mail.
Oh, it's going to come via mail.
Yeah, it's snail mail, because Google wants to verify and just make sure that you are a legitimate person and a legitimate company, and you're not a robot with a P.O. box, especially with AI nowadays. They want to just verify.
I was using my PO box, my IP address, for my business, but it doesn't say IP address. It's a legitimate address.
For the Google Maps, yes, it's a legitimate address. Now, if you're working out of your house, that's fine. We work with a lot of companies that are service-based companies. What we do is we actually hide your address so nobody knows where you live, but they want to be able to send out that verification to you in the mail.
Okay, so they can send it to my physical address.
Yes.
But like I said, I don't want that to pop up nowhere.
Right. The only thing that's going to show is Miami, Florida. It's going to show the city, the state, and the zip code. That's all that's going to show on your Google business profile.
Okay, but on my business profile, it's hitting it as Flagler. Flagler, Miami.
Okay, let me see. That's where your address is Flagler.
Business address, yeah, and on Flagler, my business address. If you type it in, you'll see 66 West Flagler Street.
Okay, let me see. Miami, Florida?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I see it there. Let me make sure.
So I can have you mail me the PIN, that way it comes to me. All my mail that goes into the other address, it still comes to my current address. But I don't know how long that would be to make the mail come to my current, where my home address. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you ever want to change it, you can. You could just let us know. It's not a big deal, but just let us know when you want to change your address, and we could always make those changes for you correctly so there's no hiccups with Google, okay?
Okay. All right. Perfect. So let me use my home address so I can get the verification code first.
Okay.
And then after I get that, then we could change it to the business address.
Okay.
Because everything goes right now from the IRS, everything going to my business address.
Okay. What's the home address?
1205 Northwest 7th Avenue, Homestead, Florida 33034.
I got 1205 Northwest 7th Avenue, Homestead, Florida 33034.
Correct.
Okay. Let me put that there. That's where they're going to send it out to you. And then, Lenroy, your first name is spelled, and I just want to make sure this is correct. It's L-E-N-R-O-Y?
Yes.
Okay, and then your last name is Swaby, right? S-W-A-B-Y?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let me see here. I know I saw it. For an email address, do you want me to just send everything over to the one that's on your website, or would you prefer us to send it to, like, a personal email or anything like that? Or do you want me to put it to Lenroy Swaby?
Okay, so everything right now is currently going to swaby5513@gmail.com. All my business emails are going there.
Okay. Swaby, and it was what?
5513.
At Gmail, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for the customers to contact you, Lenroy, is the 772-243-0? Oh, go ahead.
I have two numbers. They can contact me here on this, the current number that you're calling on, and they also could call me on my 800 number.
Okay. Which one would you like to display for them to call on the Google Business Profile? Do you want the 800 number or do you want the 772 number? Because you can only have one.
I was told that the 800 number looked more professional. I'd rather, to be honest, that it would be the 772, but
okay.
I don't know. You've been doing this business for a long time. What do you think?
I think you should leave your 772 number. It looks local. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's going to be, I mean, when people say the 800 number looks professional, sure, if you're like a massive corporation and you have like a tech team and you know, support team and all that, but really people can just contact you directly and it shows that you're the local area too. So the 772 number would work perfect.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let me just make sure I have everything here for you. Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then for my tech team to contact you, because we are going to do an onboarding call. Do you have availability for tomorrow, or would you prefer? I might have something later on tonight. It's really up to you. I do have something later on today. If you want to just get everything done today, we could.
We can do that.
Okay. I have a 5 p.m. your time. And I also have a 6 p.m. your time where my tech team is going to reach out to you, do the onboarding call. They're going to verify everything is correct. So that way, there's no, like I said, there's no hiccups, and we can get working diligently on the areas you want to target and then also to the services that you want to be found on for that first page. Would you like them to call you at 5 or at 6?
At 6.
At 6 p.m. Okay, perfect. I'm going to send that email out to you at the Swaby's 551. For the billing of the account here, though, to secure the listing, are you going to be using a business debit card or are you going to be using a credit card?
I'm going to be using my personal credit card my debit card for right now because I have not opened my business account yet.
Okay, when you do and you want to transfer it over to that account, like I said, just let us know and we have no problem switching that over for you, okay?
Yes.
Okay. For the card that reads, does it just have Lenroy Swaby or is there a middle initial on there?
No, just Lenroy Swaby.
Okay. And is it the, is the billing address your home address, or is it the one, the other, the business address?
No, it's my home address, the same address.
Okay, so the 1205 Northwest? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then is it a MasterCard? Is it a Visa? Discover? American?
Visa.
Okay. And then, Lenore, I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
Okay, so it's 4347 6902 6079 2959.
Okay. And then the expiration?
0828.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
303.
Okay. And then before I do make any purchases, I'm going to set up a security question for you. So here at Local Splash, we never share or sell any of your information. We do want to make sure we're always talking to you. So every time we call you, we will ask you this question just to verify we're always talking to you on this. And then also, too, for your protection, that you're always talking to us. So we always know that we're talking to each other about this stuff. I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City was born in.
City you were born in. Okay. And what's the city you were born in?
Mandeville.
Did you say Mandeville?
Mandeville. M-A-N.
Okay. Okay, hold on. M-A-N.
Yes. M-A-N.
M-A-N-D-E-V-I-L-L-E.
V as in Victor Mandeville.
Gotcha. Yes, I got it. I was putting an R after the E in Man. It was like Manderville. Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Awesome. So put that there for you. That way you have that. Okay. Now, I am going to go and just walk you through the voice verification for us as a Google Premier Channel partner. This is an added protection for you as well. It will be sent to you in writing along with your invoice once I process the payment and that processes, okay? But this is just a service agreement outline. And then this will be sent over to you as well once we're done here, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Swaby Handyman Services, LLC.
Perfect. Please
Swaby
state your...
Handyman Service.
Swaby Handyman Service, perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Lenroy Swaby, owner.
Perfect. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Lenroy, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, okay?
Yes.
Okay. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer support number. Do you want to write it down, or do you want me to just email it to you?
Email it to me, please.
Okay, I will definitely do that here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is February 22nd, in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd in the amount of just the $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Lynn Roy, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and I'm going to email this number to you, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so you don't get charged for your next month of service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, now I can stop sounding like a robot. I'm going to send you a couple text messages, and then I'm also going to send you a couple emails as well here. And I'm going to say, you said 5 o'clock is good for you, or you wanted 6 o'clock, correct?
6
p.m. Okay. I'm going to set that up for you right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And then I'm going to send this over to you. So I want to say first, everything went good on my end. You're secured the spot here with Local Splash. So I want to formally welcome you, Lynroy. We're like a family here. So if you need anything, and I mean anything, feel free to reach out. Okay. You have that customer service number. If you want to change something, you want to add a service, you want to target a specific city, anything you need help, reach out to us. I'm also going to send you an email with my personal, well, not my personal, but my office direct line. So if you can't get a hold of your account manager, reach out to me. And if I don't answer, I will call you back within an hour. Okay.
No problem. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
When will I see things from you guys? Any improvement?
Yeah, so you should start seeing that very quickly. So once we do the onboarding call, that's why I wanted to get you in today. With the Facebook, that's going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. My tech team, when they call you today, they are going to actually have that tracking system built for you by the time you have that onboarding call. They're going to give you the username and password. They're going to walk you through everything. And then also, too, you're probably going to receive text messages just for, like, updates about everything else that's going on. We will revise everything with you as well. So always just be a lookout for the 877 number because that's going to be us. If you want to save that number to your phone and just put it as Local Splash, you definitely can. So that way, you know, anytime we do text you or call you, you know we're calling with an update, okay?
Okay, thank you
Perfect.
Very much.
No problem. So I sent that over to you through email, Google Calendar. I also sent you a couple text messages. I don't mean to bombard you, but they are welcome text messages. The text message reads, Lynroy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click, and then there's a link right there. Can you click that link?
I stopped back driving again.
Okay. You're quick. Okay. Let me know when you're in a safe spot to do that, okay?
Okay. Was it the last text message?
Yes.
Lynroy, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes. Yes. And then when you click that, it's just going to take you to the local / terms of experience. I read this off to you with the outline agreement that we just talked about right now. All I need you to do is just click that you agree to receive text messages from us. In case you don't answer, we can just text you. And then you're going to click that you are the certified authorization holder for the card. You're going to type your first and last name, hit confirm signature, and then it's going to take you to a login page where it's going to say local / username and password once you do that. Let me know when you get there, okay? No rush.
There was,
mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, I got.
Okay, so you're at the username and password?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's where my tech team is going to build that out for you. And like I said, on that onboarding call at 6 p.m., they're going to give you the login credentials for that, and then they're going to walk you through and show you everything, okay?
Perfect, perfect.
Awesome. I'm going to get started here on your account, and that way we can have everything rolling by the time my tech team calls you, and they can come to the meeting with everything put together for you. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
No.
Okay, perfect. Well, I appreciate the time. We're going to get started here. We're going to reach out to you in a couple of hours, and then we'll do that onboarding call. Okay, Lenroy?
No problem. Thank you very much.
No problem, then, Roy.
I look forward to doing business with you guys and for you guys to help me get on that Google map, get these customers, and let this money flow.
Absolutely. And you know what? I appreciate you going with us as a Google Premier Channel partner. You're in good hands, and like I said, if you ever need anything, utilize the 877 number, and then if you need me for anything else, you have my email address. You also have on the bottom of my email is my direct line too, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. No problem, Lenroy. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.